This is Ellen Frankenstein with A Moment Together. I've been reading a lot of ebooks or electronic books during the pandemic, and I decided it was time to be less digital and check out the grab and go window at the Sitka Public Library.
Hola, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you here to pick up your holds?
I am.
Okay, so here they are ready for you. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just pass the books to you through the window. My name is Maite Lorente, and I work as the Youth Services Librarian here at Sitka Public Library.
I'm at the window, and what do you see?
The oceanside window. This view that I have in front of me, the fog, the mountains, the water, boats, is the only thing that hasn't changed. It changes daily, every second, right? But it's a different type of change. It's a comforting one.
I thank Maite and head home with my two new books to read. Next, I wanted to meet the new library director who moved to town from Petersburg to a library closed to the public as we sheltered in place.
My name is Jessica Uramia, and I'm the new director of the Sitka Public Library. And I moved to Sitka in April. My husband and two kids and our two cats. It's been tough. Since the building has been closed, I really haven't been able to meet a lot of the community. And that's what I just love about a library. It's such a community base. There's so many different ways to search for information. And a really good way is communicating and talking back and forth, you know, with people. But we're trying to keep some of that alive and going through this time of distancing. And we're trying to keep a balance between safeguarding the health and the safety of the community and the staff and the building. Since we were able to do it through the window, it's safe. So we thought people would like to come and connect with the librarian, and we still do encourage people to use our online services. But it's really nice to be able to come up to somebody. If you don't have computer access at home, then you can't look for a book online.
Besides arriving to direct the library during a pandemic, here's two other things I learned about Jessica. She's been doing some serious walking, and she's an Alaskan.
What I've been liking to do that's still so good is when I come home from work, I just have been taking these really long walks. That's one other way I've been kind of getting to know Sitka. I've been walking all around town and walking through neighborhoods. You know, I used to live here when I was a kid for a few years, and I love Alaska, and I couldn't imagine living anywhere else.
With comfy chairs pushed aside for a while, the library is aiming to open up 4 days a week and use the grab-and-go window the other three. It's a step.
Most libraries, we have so many nooks and crannies and areas, so we're just trying to keep everything as clean as possible and just allow people to kind of come in and browse and check out their material. So we are asking people when they come in to wear a mask. We're wearing a mask. If you feel sick, stay at home, and we are not just hanging out in the library anymore. So that will be a big difference when people come in.
So the library is kind of like a lighthouse for some people. When the library is open and the library offers the same type of services that we did before, if we can do that, then I think it will be a message that things are finally safe.
I just cannot wait to start to hear people talking. I miss hearing voices in the library.